Now, well, we're going to sing a song called Praise Him, Praise Him. Now, if you'd like to, you got to do it through the song, okay? And just to balance this thing out, I'm going to lead from over here. Because it looks like everybody wants to be on this side. I don't know what it is, but somebody's going to have to recruit for this side over here. 151 in your red book right there in front of you, if you will. Just turn to it and let's all stand and sing together, okay? Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, hail Him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms He carries them all day long. Praise Him, praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins He suffered and bled and died. He our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail Him, hail Him, crucified. Sound His praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise Him, praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Are you getting it? It's about time. There's one more verse. Okay? Now, how many don't have a book? So everybody has a book. Jimmy, you have a book? Okay. Angie's holding it for him. Okay, now let's all get together, and here we go. We're starting off with Praise Him. Here we go. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, loud with Hosanna sing. Jesus, Savior, reigning forever and ever. Crown Him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Remain standing, please. And do you have a prayer request that you'd like to make right now? Besides those in our congregation who weren't able to be here, Brenda Cole, Shirley, John and Becky, and Jean, Deaton. Anybody else? Okay, Deanie? Mouse? Okay, remember Claude Babb's wife. Pastor's little church right up here at the top of the hill. Over this way. Anybody else? Yes, Tracy. Okay, honey. These are objects that God knows all about. And He wants to do something, so if you want to take it to Him, let's do it. Okay. Brother Ray, would you take us to the Lord in prayer, sir? Lord, thank You.
Your praises. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, where we've all failed You, and help us, Lord, to live for You, for we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ, Your only begotten Son, and our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Let's do one more song, Miss Doris. What do you say? Anybody have a request from the congregation? Okay, good. Turn to page 157. Yeah, I'm sure it was, Brother Ray. Let's sing two verses of 157. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. You probably don't need a book to sing this one, but open it anyway. It makes me feel good. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Now we're going to do the fourth verse, and the whole time you're singing the fourth verse, smile. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. It works, doesn't it? It does. It makes it even better than ever. Okay, I tell you, I think we ought to take up an offering, don't you? Yeah, Nick, would you help with that? Actually, Nick, you can do it all by yourself. this side doesn't want you to bother them. Okay? Yeah. Thank the Lord for this offering. We'll take it up.
Lord, we thank You for this day You've given us, God. We thank You for Your sweet spirit, Your sweet presence. We thank You for the fellowship that we all have with one another. God, we thank You for Your love and Your mercy and Your grace. And God, I pray that You will just have Your hand upon this service this morning. We thank You tonight, God. We thank You, Lord, for what we already feel, God. And I pray, God, You use Dan in a good way, a mighty way, for Your glory and for Your honor. And be with this offering, that it be used for Your kingdom. All these things we ask in Your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Give Doris a big hand. She did so good today. She's just a blessing to this church.
She really is.
And so Nick didn't do his job, did he? We just love Doris to death. And it's just amazing how things in the congregation work together over time. For years, Doris did the bulletin, and she was so proud to do that bulletin. She did a fantastic job for years. And now the young lady who picks her up and brings her to church and makes sure she is taken care of now takes care of the bulletin. How about that? Isn't that good?
Yeah.
That's a connection that Christians have when we work together. It is. We love you, gal. While she's coming up, let me say, where's Lacey? Lacey! Now that is Lene's best friend, I've been told. And after speaking with her for a few minutes, I understand why. Lacey Wolf, we're so glad to have you with us. Make yourself at home, honey.
Could wave your hand, spare me this heartache and change your plan. And I know any second you could take my pain away. But even if you don't, I pray, help me want the healer more than the healing. Help me want the Savior more than the saving. Help me want the giver more than the giving. Oh, help me want you, Jesus, more than anything. You know more than anyone that my flesh is weak. You know I'd give anything for a remedy. And I'll ask a thousand more times, set me free today. Oh, but even if you don't, I pray, help me want the healer more than the healing. Help me want the Savior more than the saving.
Yes, sir. In the second chapter of the book of Daniel, if you'll turn, we will start reading at verse 16. We'll just read a little while. We're going to read about a man who had some faith. Anybody in here got some faith? What is your faith in? Or who is your faith in? Yeah, it makes a difference, doesn't it, in what, who, or how. Who is their faith in? Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Now, I read to there, and then I'm going to back up and say, do you remember the story? This old boy had a dream. I call him an old boy. And he had forgotten what he dreamed about. Didn't have a clue. So he had this big idea. He's going to bring his wise men in because his wise men could do anything. They could tell him what he forgot. Now, I have people try to do me that way all the time. I can't even remember what I thought, much less what they think. But he brought his wise men and he said, now you're going to have to tell me what this is because I need to know. They couldn't do it. Obviously, they couldn't do it. So he got angry. Not good to get angry. Lose your temper, right? Because every time you lose your temper, you get angry and lose your temper, something bad happens. And when it happens, it affects you. It affects the person you're angry at or even the thing you're angry at. And then they in turn will tell others about your anger. And after a while, you've got a whole county-wide anger issue that you didn't think you'd have to deal with. Angry people need to calm down. Now you tell me the same thing. See, I'm putting myself in the same boat. When I get angry, I need to take a moment, back off, and say, hey, wait a minute, let's handle this a little bit differently. Anyway, he didn't. Now, verse 16 was when Daniel comes on the scene. Now, by the way, when he said he's going to kill all the wise men, that included Daniel and his three companions. It was everybody. He's going to kill them all. You know, when you get angry, you want to kill them all, don't you? You know, that's what they say about Carter County. Somebody just needs killing up there. Forgive me, Lord, for saying that. A good friend of mine said that one time. Then in verse 17, it says this. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah and Mishael and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire the mercies of God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Now, what he did was he called a prayer meeting. He said, boys, come on in and let's pray about this because we've got to desire the mercies of God in this situation and we need help. So come on in here and let's pray about it. Then in verse 19 he says, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Give him credit. We got to give him credit, folks. And I don't believe that we can give him credit quietly. If you're going to give me credit, let somebody else know about it. Okay? And if we're going to give credit out, let's make sure we make a little noise with it. I think it's necessary to do that. So he blessed the Lord. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. Didn't say it was his, said it was his. And he chargeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Sounds like somebody I'd like to know. Amen. Huh? I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might and hast made known. Tell me what else that says right there. Who are you? Are y'all reading up here? Tell me what else it says, Rick, Nick. The rest of that verse.
Made known unto me now what we desired of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter.
We desired it. You made it known. Isn't that what happens? When we have a desire in our heart and we go to him and we say, Lord, this is a desire of my heart. And he makes it known. He makes it come alive. Look at verse 24. Therefore Daniel went in unto Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said thus unto him, Destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation. Then Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste, and said thus unto him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah that will make known unto the king the interpretation. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof? It didn't take Daniel that long to answer him. Sometimes you ask somebody if they know the Lord, and it takes them 5 minutes to tell you if they do or don't. For heaven's sake, wouldn't we know immediately, right? And be able to say it. So Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, The secret which the king hath demanded, cannot the wise men and astrologers and magicians and the soothsayers show unto the king? But there is a God. Oh, I love that, don't you? Love that phrase. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts come into my mind upon thy bed. What should pass come to pass hereafter, and he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. Let's bow our heads. Lord, we thank you for the scripture. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see the message in this. And we're going to praise you for what you show us here tonight. We're so grateful for these who have been faithful to come to your house tonight and to worship you and praise you and give you glory for everything that takes place. We're going to praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. The pleasures of the ungodly, we've been talking about the godly here for a few minutes, but the pleasures of the ungodly are easily spoiled by the power of God. We just need to realize that. Sometimes we want to change things ourselves. Daniel knew he couldn't change things himself. That's why he went to his God in heaven. He knew that he was a servant. He knew he was capable. He knew that he was faithful to his God. So he allowed himself to be used of the Lord. The king's spirit was, according to the Bible, greatly troubled. And I've met some greatly troubled people in my day, and I might have been one of them at one time, you know, greatly troubled. But he was greatly troubled in a bad way. He wasn't a good man. He demanded of his wise men that what he had to be made known, that they make it known. But it was impossible with them. So what does he do? Well, he does what every man of faith will do, every woman of faith. He went to his heavenly Father and sought a new opportunity, not for himself, but a new opportunity to show off the power of the one he knew and loved. When we go out among the people, we're nothing. When it comes to knowing things about God, we're nothing. We rely solely on the power of God in our life. But we ought to be showing this world the power of God in our lives. And to do that, we got to do it all the time. Daniel wasn't a one service a week person. He wasn't. And I'm not putting everything in your Christianity as to your attendance to the house of God. I will say to you that if you are a child of God, your attendance will be in the house of God. I'm just saying that. Whether you go once a week, twice a week, three times a week, that's solely up to you and your Lord. You talk it over. Now, if you believe the Bible, then you'd have to say, well, maybe I should be there more than once. Now, I know I'm talking to Sunday night, okay? I know that. But the manner of our worship is that we have three services a week. And if you can, you're not providentially hindered, I think it's good to come and be with your brothers and sisters in Christ. I think that's where we ought to be. Now, some would tell you, well, we only have one service a week. Then be there, right? And then come hear the other two, right? Yeah, might as well tell it all. So let's take a look at this man of faith. That's what he was. I like old Daniel. Old Daniel prayed how many times a day? You all know that song very well, don't you? And do you remember which way he looked when he got in the window and prayed? What direction did he look? He looked toward Jerusalem. That was his way to look. He was a man of faith, and he didn't vary from his praying. He continued to pray. Now, I'm going to begin by looking back at verse 16, if you will. Then Daniel went in. We got there. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time, that he would show the king the interpretation. Now, did he know he could? He knew he could because he knew his God could. That was where his faith was. So he didn't go in with any doubts whatsoever. When you talk to a person about the Lord, don't talk to anybody with doubt on your mind about what God can do. Tell it. Tell what God can do, because he can do what you say he's going to do. He believed that God knew exactly what the king needed. He knew exactly what Daniel needed and Daniel's friends. He knew exactly what this situation needed. So anytime you believe it and you put that into action, it becomes your faith working in that action. He knew that if he came closer to the Lord and talked to the Lord about it, good things would happen. Anytime you get close to God, and I'll get him close to God here in another verse. Y'all just hang on. He's going to get there right now. He's just talking about it. Because when he asked the king about this, he'd already made up his mind. I know who I'm going to get in touch with. I'm going to get real close to him, and he's going to do what he said he had to do. So when he got this going, by the way, Paul, in the New Testament, Paul made a similar statement that Daniel made. He said, "Be of good cheer. I believe God." Remember the danger they were in? Well, these folks were in danger. Daniel and his buddies and all those wise men were in danger. Paul was in danger, but along with the rest of the ones on the ship. He said, "Now listen, let me tell you something. Just be of good cheer. It's okay. Everything's okay." Sometimes people don't want to hear that. They think you're a Pollyanna. You know, just hang on. Everything's going to be okay. Just hang on. Paul said, "Be of good cheer. I believe God." And God, why did he believe? God had already told him it would be okay. If God has already told you, according to his word, that's why it's important that we read his word. It's because then we'll know that what we're saying is really true. God said it, and if God said it, it'll happen. So just hang in there. That's what he would say. So come on, old king. It's going to happen. I'm going to take care of things, matters for you here. Then in verse 19, skipping verse 18, do y'all like to skip? Well, because the 18 was just where he said what he's going to pray about. Then go to 19, it says, "Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven." His prayer that he prayed just before that was answered. Don't know about you, but I like an answered prayer. Am I to believe that if I pray, and I pray according to the will of God, seriously about the thing I'm praying about, am I to believe that the answer is either there or on its way? I can go ahead and start thanking God for the answer to the prayer before I even pray it. Try it sometime. It'll make you feel good. It'll make you feel powerful. That you know that what he said he's going to do, he's going to do it. So if you're in the will of God and you're praying for something, go ahead and believe that it's going to happen. God's going to take care of it, and then give him praise. We could sing that praise him really good then, couldn't we? Before the God of heaven, Daniel stood before an authority that the rest of them didn't have. And he saw that what God was telling him was a truth, and now he's relaying it. So Daniel invited his three buddies into prayer. He said, here's what we're going to pray, and this is going to happen. And I'm sure you all know as good as I do, because they'd been traveling with him. They'd been a few places with him. And they knew that what he prayed and what he was going to do, it would happen. It'll happen just like he said. Hey, cleanse the leper and he raised the dead. That's not rap, by the way. Okay? That's just a bit of a song that I remember one time. It'll happen just like he said. And what Daniel knew was what God said, and that's what he was praying about. So prayer does not bring God into our thought processes. Prayer takes us into his. So when you pray, your mind, your heart, your soul goes directly to him. If it doesn't, you're not praying to him. You're just praying to be heard or to see how many words you can say and then call it prayer. That's not it. Let your heart and your soul go to him, and then he'll take you into his thoughts, and then you'll see a big thing happen. Amen? So he answered Daniel's prayer. He answered these young men's prayer. And then when he does, what are we supposed to do? Well, according to the word I just read a few minutes ago, we're to thank him for it. So let's give him thanks. You ready? In verse 20 says, Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God. Remember those words? They're the same as I read a few minutes ago. Blessed be the name of God. How long? Forever and ever. Seems like somewhere along the way today, we've been talking about eternity, eternal things. Isn't eternal things good? I love forever and forever. I'd like to buy one car that would last forever. I just hate the fact that everything we have down here, it just goes away after a while. Everything has a what? Thank you. You listened, didn't you? Everything down here has an expiration date. You have an expiration date. And if by reason of strength you go over that expiration date, give God the glory, okay? Because it's all him. It's not in the exercise and the good food you ate. It's not. It's God taking care of you. So Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. I would love to think that I had some wisdom. And I would think in all the years that I've lived, I have a little bit, but it's not enough for me to notice or anybody else. So I can't honestly say that. But I can tell you that he has all wisdom, and he has all might, and he can do all things. He's the one that we go to. So we're giving him thanks. Now watch this in verse 21. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings. This is all the things he can do. And setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge unto them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. Is this not praising him? This is blessing his name for everything he is. Let's tell everything that God can do. Let's don't be afraid, Christians. There was another song, by the way, if some of y'all might know it, some of you people who have followed gospel music, there was a song that used to be out called Unafraid. Anybody ever heard of it? Neither has Google. They haven't either. I can't find anybody. I know the song existed. You think I'm crazy? I'm not. The song, it's called Unafraid. Unafraid since I met Jesus. Unafraid I'll always be. I was shackled to the devil. Jesus died to set me free. In disgrace I bowed before him. In despair I humbly prayed. He forgave my sins and saved me. And now I'm unafraid. Somebody find that for me. Okay? I can't find it. I'm helpless. But somebody find it. It's called Unafraid.
Okay, let's get back in this because we're giving him thanks for everything he is. I don't know about you, but there's been so much in my life that I've had to give him thanks for had the opportunity to give him thanks for. It does you good to give him thanks. It does you good to thank me. Try it. Well, don't you feel better, Pam? Okay, if you'll just try thanking people for things, you'll find out that not only will you help them, you'll help yourself. Now, I know that's not spiritual thinking, okay? But in a way, it is. Because once we get to giving God praise and blessing his name for all the things that he is, and he is everything we ever hoped he could be and would be, and when we begin to bless his name, some good things are going to happen. By the way, if you pray more, I don't know who said this, but somebody did. If you pray more, you'll praise more. Yeah. Stay on your knees in prayer. Stay close to him and pray. And I'll guarantee you there'll be things you can praise him for. Because when he answers that prayer, you're going to praise him. When you think of a prayer, when you're praying, a lot of things happen to your mind. I don't know what it is, but a lot of things happen. It's kind of like people who don't talk very much and you get them to talking. You can't shut them up. Y'all ever see anybody like that? That they can't really project themselves to carry on a conversation, but you be the primer of the pump and you get them going. And buddy, you can find out top secrets. Why the FBI would come and check your house for those certified top secret papers you've got in your house. Amen. Yeah, because it's amazing how that happens. Well, the more you pray, the more you'll want to pray. Because the more you pray, the more you'll be praising your Lord for the things he's done in your life. So give that some thought. Draw near to him. He said, you draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. And when that happens, boy, it's on, isn't it? Yeah. You can sup with him and he with you. Amen? Amen? And nothing better on a cold January night than to get you a good old cup of hot chocolate or a cup of tea or a cup of hot cider and sup and talk with somebody, right? Say, come over to the house and let's have a hot cup of cider and talk about some things. What are you going to talk about? Talk about the Lord. We talk about so many things. And I know I talk about football with you guys because I'm just eat up with it. I can't get away from it because that's what I like to watch. And for any Christian who would say, well, that's worldly and I don't like it and I'm not going to watch it, I say, well, then you watch what you want and I'll watch what I want. Okay? It's okay. God's not against football. He's not against anything. What he wants us to do is spend more time talking to him. And he doesn't care if we take an hour or two off and watch a football game. Especially UT. Okay. Isn't God good? God's good in that he can let us have a moment of laughter and still keep our minds on him because he is the one who gives us the opportunity to laugh and to love and to be here to have an opportunity to witness and testify to his goodness. He gives us all that. And we realize that. So he wants us to have a good life. We're here until we leave. Right? That was a brilliant statement. We're here until we leave. Don't forget that, okay? Not here, Ray. I'll get you out of here by 9, Ray. So he said, I want to thank you, Lord. I want to thank you for everything you've done. You told me that I could do it if I'd be your servant. You would give me the wisdom that I needed. And I told the man who needed to hear it. And by the way, when you tell that, you'll be telling it to the person who needs to hear it. Because if you're led by God, he'll lead you to the person that needs to hear it. Don't ever think you're making a mistake. Because if you're led by the Lord, he never makes mistakes. So many times I have gone to do something and found out that wasn't what I went to do it. That wasn't what I went to do. It wasn't. Because when I got there, I found somebody who changed the ideas, who changed the mode of things. And I, before, first thing you know, I'm talking about the Lord. So I didn't go to get a set of tires. I didn't go to get groceries. I didn't go to get, what I went was in there to find that person who needed to hear something good about the Lord. So why in the world wouldn't we do that? Daniel would have done that. And he did do it. He did it in a proper way here with the authorities. You know, you have to do everything right with the authorities, right? Now, in verse 28, let's skip down. This is a big skip, by the way. In verse 28, was that verse that you all really liked. I noticed that as soon as I read it, every one of you jumped on it and said, man, I like that. I love the way that is. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets. He does. He does. Now, we know why he said that, so I'm not going to go back and read all that again. But this is the testimony that Daniel had. By the way, this is the same testimony you have. You see, this old world doesn't believe in God the same way you do. They don't believe in him as being God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. They don't believe in him as someone who died for them so they could live forever. They don't believe in him that way. They don't believe in him as the one who can forgive sin. They don't believe in him that way. That's not who he is to them. But that's who he is to you. And that's who he was to Daniel. Daniel was just giving testimony. He was saying, now, I understand that your big boys up here can't do this. I understand that. All your astrologers, all those big words you know about scientists and astrologers and all that stuff, that's big words and big jobs. I couldn't do either one of them. I can look up at the stars and call myself an astrologer or whatever you call them. I could do something like that, but that wouldn't make me one. Daniel says, I know that you have all these men, but they can't do it. But then he put the big word in there, but there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, I don't know if this king ever had anybody like him talk to him like this. He was just telling him what God told him. Thy thoughts came into my mind upon thy bed. What should come to pass hereafter? And he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than... See, what he's telling him is you're not talking to the person who knows this. You're talking to the person who's revealing to you the person who does. He always pointed people to God. We need to always point people to Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. We should never point them. And I love my church. I do. I love your church. How you like that? I love your church, but I don't want to just point people to Liberty Fellowship Church. I want to point people to Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, the one who died for me and the one who died for you. That's who I want to point people to. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation of the king, to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. King, I want you to know where you are. I want you to know where you are in this life, because there's another life coming. And the reason we would witness to people about their relationship with the Lord is because, not just for this life, but there's another life coming. Yes. This is a temporary life down here. Yeah. Very temporary. I can't tell you how many people just this past year went out into eternity before you could snap your fingers. Nobody knew they were sick. Nobody was expecting it to happen. And we've always said, no matter if you're expecting it, it still happens quickly. Some may be in their early 20s. Some may be in their 30s. I'm a reader of the obituary column, since I'm always looking to see if they've missed my name somewhere. But the ages in there seem to be so many young ones. I saw one this morning, 42 years old, 60 years old. And then you'll see teenagers in there, see? So there's no set pattern for that. It is important that we be people of faith. And I'm not talking about a creed that we go by. I'm talking about people of faith in Him, that we would point people to our faith, that we would point people to Him so that they might fall in love with Him and repent of their sin of unbelief in Him and accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior so they too can go to heaven. I don't want to go to heaven without anybody I've ever met. If I thought there was somebody that God had placed on my heart and I didn't tell them that they could go to heaven also, and I want to be there with them. And by the way, you can get really bold in doing that. If you'll just try it a few times, you'll be surprised how bold you can be in telling people you don't want to go to heaven without them. You may get some gawky looks. You may get some mouths open, some eyes like deer caught in a headlight. You may get some looks, but tell them you want to go to heaven with them. They can make up their real mind quickly if they're ready to go to heaven. And you tell them you're ready to go to heaven with them. I want to go to heaven with everybody, don't you? I'm going to heaven with everybody that's saved. And I would pray tonight that everybody in this building, and I'm looking at every one of you, and I love every one of you and know you, and I do believe that everybody in this building here tonight knows Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. That may be a real bold statement. It's just what I believe. I didn't say it was the truth. Only truth comes from God, but that's how I feel. We have a job to do. Let's go do it. No matter whether it's a king or a pauper, a rich man, a poor man, a wealthy man, a man with absolutely nothing, man with all kinds of wisdom, knowledge, education, or man with nothing, doesn't make any difference. Tell them you want to go to heaven with them, because every man's the same in the eyes of God. Let's bow our heads. I would like to think that this scripture and this reminder of the God of Daniel is the same God for us. There is no difference. He still has all wisdom, might, and power. He still wants people to go to heaven. Lord, we thank you. We want to thank you for your power. We want to thank you for your wisdom, your knowledge, everything, Lord, that you give to us to make us better servants, better witnesses. Lord, I pray that you'll help us to have a better testimony in the towns and the cities where we witness, so we'd be able to reach the lost. Lord, may we understand we've got to win the lost at any cost, and that we want to go to heaven with everybody. Thank you for everyone who is here in this building tonight, and I pray that you have blessed each one. We're going to praise you for everything that's been done, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been good to have you. especially Lene's best friend, Mrs. Wolf. And next time you come, you're going to bring your whole family?
Yes.
Victory.
There's only two, but two counts.
Oh. Oh, love the little ones. Okay, God bless every one of you. You may stand to your feet. And I'll say, as a famous man said one time, you're at liberty to go in the fear of the Lord. God bless you.